afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us here today on The Full Review. I hope you guys are all tuned in. We're here right now at Berg's on Central, and this is our second show. I don't have my engineer here with me today, but I hope that I am coming through loud and clear. I do see that you guys are watching on Facebook. So excited about being here again today. Yes, I am in St. Petersburg and excited about being here. You know, guys, this season I want to talk about following your dreams and doing those things that you know that you've been called to do. I know we talk about that quite often. You know, I look really crazy looking at this screen. Hello, guys. But again, thank you for joining us here today on The Full Review. It's all about sharing time, talent, and testimonies. Later on today, we're going to have Ms. Kelly join us, who is one of the managers here at Berg's, and just so excited about being here. I want to thank Mr. Joe Bardot. Joe Bardot has been a godsend. Joe Bardot has been sitting by my side and just making sure that I'm doing what I've been called to do. Thank you, Rhonda Rose. Thank you, Rhonda Rose. Thank you for those hearts and for continuing to support me. Yes, I am very excited. Guys, I went, and Joe Bardot, Joe, I hope you're watching. I hope you can hear me okay. Give me a thumbs up or give me a wave to let me know that you can hear me clearly. But again, we are excited about being here. We are here at Berg's on Central Avenue, and just wanted to share with you guys all about The Full Review. Hello, Richard Smith from Chi-Town. Guys, listen, this season I wanted to share with you about living life to the fullest and about making sure that you are truly doing those things that you've been called to do. I'm going to just look at the screen because when I look at myself, my eyes look crazy. But it's all about living your dreams and living life to the fullest. And later on, as I mentioned, we are going to have Kelly come and join us and talk to us more about Berg's and what Berg's has going on here. Hey, Corey Banks. Listen, guys, Berg's is a beautiful, fantastic sports bar, and it's a hodgepodge of different things from all around the city. And this place has the floors from someplace and the windows from someplace else and all these other great things. I can hear myself now. And just doing some great things here over in the St. Petersburg area. But again, as I mentioned, what I want to share with you guys during this season is just following your dreams and living life to the fullest. And Corey Banks, I'm sure you are fully aware of what that's all about and what that looks like. Lower the mic levels, okay? I hope this is better. I hope this is better. Yeah. Oh. Okay, listen, this is new for me, but like everything, it's a new beginning. It's you have to start somewhere. I know that you guys have dreams and aspirations to do some things, and you just don't know where to start or when to get started. But I think the best thing to do is to find someone that will mentor you and that will share in your dreams and that will support the things that you really want to do, okay? Because it's so important. You could live your lifetime doing things that you don't really want to do, and you end up dying alone and unhappy and not truly fulfilled. So when I talk about living life to the fullest, I'm meaning just that. Go after those things that you know that you've been called to do. If you've been called to speak, speak. Find something amazing that you can speak about. If you've been called to write books, write your books. Do those things that you know that you've been called to do. Hello, Eric Jackson, my friend from high school. No, this is my captain, Eric Jackson. Yes, thank you so much from DeKalb County. Listen, I am here in St. Petersburg, Florida, enjoying time, talent, and testimonies. We are sharing stories of success, sharing stories that will educate, empower, and that will inspire you to live life to the fullest. But as I mentioned earlier, I just wanted to continue to encourage you to live your life out loud and to do those things that make you happy. And I know sometimes it gets very scary and it's not, you're not sure about the path that you want to take, but you do have to take a leap. As even Steve Harvey says, take a leap, take a risk. It can be scary. It can be frightening to do the things that you want to do. And then I know you have people in your life that don't necessarily believe in you or don't trust in your own dreams. But hey, how about that's your dream? Those are your dreams to do those things that you've been called to do. And I hope that you do just that. Just to share a little bit about myself. Again, my name is Heidi B. Fuller. I am a Georgia Peach, and I'm living here in beautiful St. Petersburg, and I am loving every minute of it, loving being able to go to the beach and then live my life to the fullest and do the things that I've been called to do. I want you guys to say, if there's anything that's in your heart that you know that you've been called to do, write those things down. I think the first thing that we need to do, I'm going to give you just a few tips. So we're going to write those things down first of all. You have to have a vision. In order to know where you're going, you need to know what you want. And so many times we take things that we don't really necessarily want, because we don't know what we want. So get a clear vision. Find out exactly it is, where you want to do, where you want to go, and start taking those steps in the direction of those things, okay? Also, in being able to do that, you have to take a risk. It's not easy taking a risk, but sometimes it's the best thing in the world that you can do. Take a risk. You may fail. I was talking to my son earlier this week, and he was sounding a little depressed, and that's okay. But I tell you, you will get depressed. You will get very sad. You will get very lonely in following your dreams, because it's uncertain and you're not sure about the direction that you really want to go in. It's really easy to stay on a job. It's really easy to get up every day and to go somewhere where you know that you're going to get a check every day. It's not that easy to be able to... You know what? My daughter knows I'm on radio and she's calling me. But nevertheless, it's not easy to step out in faith and do those things that you've been called to do, because you're so used to that every day getting up and going to a job, which a job is really good. A job provides you security. But on that job, make sure that you're doing your best on that job and that you're taking your A game to that job. So when you leave that job, you're doing what you really want to do. Maybe when you get off work, start planning that trip, start planning that book, start creating that podcast or that opportunity to do what you know that you've been clearly called to do. Hey, Eric Jackson, I am fantastic and thank you so much. You see, I've got on my Tampa Bay hat and my Tampa Bay shirt with the Rays. The Rays are not playing here today. They were here with us last week, but they are traveling right now and doing some great things. But I'm sure next time that we're here, we'll have the stadium full and we'll have the restaurant full of great guests that we can talk to. Hey, Anthony, Tony, William. I do want to share with you guys a few things that are going on here in the beautiful St. Petersburg area. If you are in St. Petersburg at the Don Cesar has a great holiday festival going on for the Easter activities for 2019. On Friday, April 19th, there's a jelly bean guessing game, and there's so many great things. They have something going on Saturday as well, on April 20th. The Kidding Around Bunny Yoga. And on Sunday, April 21st, there's the Extravaganza Egg Hunt. So if you guys are in the St. Petersburg area or on St. Pete Beach, make sure you stop by the Don Cesar for the great Easter activities that they have going on there. There's also some Easter specials. There's a great brunch, and the brunch is from 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you would like to include yourself in that Sunday brunch, and that Easter brunch on Sunday, April 21st, or we have at the Sea Porch and the Row Bar, there's a dinner buffet from 2 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. That would be great. And then, of course, at the Martinea Grill, there's an Easter dinner from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. So if you guys are looking for something to do this Easter weekend, make sure you stop by the Don Cesar. The Don Cesar is located right there at St. Pete Beach, and it's absolutely beautiful. It's called the Pink Palace, and I know that you guys will absolutely love it. It's a beautiful place to go watch the sunset, a beautiful place to go and stay. So if you're ever in the St. Pete area, I do highly recommend the Don Cesar, the Pink Palace, because you will get a full experience of what Florida has to offer. That hotel has been around for 91 years and has great history, and I know that you'll enjoy being there. So guys, once again, I am here, and I want to thank you all for continuing to support me. A lot of you guys have followed me from Atlanta to We Are the Cab TV to the Fuller View, and now we are here in St. Petersburg, Florida, doing our thing on St. Pete Radio, RadioSt.Pete.com, or you can also check us out at our TampaBayPodcast.com. But again, I am here. I am here, Heidi B. Fuller. I am here to encourage, inspire, and to motivate you and to educate you to doing the things that we know that you've been called to do. On last week, if you had a chance to join us, we had a great guest. We had Mark with us, who was the owner of Ferg's here in Central, on Central Avenue. And they are serving up some great things. Somebody grab one of these menus. This is Ferg's, guys. If you're ever in the St. Petersburg area, make sure that you stop by Ferg's and learn more about what we have going on here. They have a great menu and some just amazing things going on in the St. Petersburg area, celebrating 26 years. And the other thing about this place, as I mentioned to you before, like the wooden floors and the walls are from different places, and the front bar stools are from the Tropicana Field, and the patio bar is from the old club on 14th and Clearwater. So just a hodgepodge of different great things here. And just some of the things on the menu, oh my goodness, they have a field of greens. Of course, those are their salads. They have flatbreads and the starting lineup. What I like about this menu is all kind of baseball themed, so it gets you in the mind of getting ready for the game. They have sandwiches and just some great things. So if you're ever again in the St. Pete area, come on down and check us out at Ferg's and have a bite to eat. And if you mention that you heard it on St. Pete Radio, or if you heard it on the Fuller View, I'll make sure that I include a free dessert for you for coming in to support me. Again, Ferg's is located at 1320 Central Avenue in St. Petersburg, Florida, and doing some great things. They've got some great service over here, and I'm just excited about being here. And I want to thank Mark Ferguson again for opening his doors and allowing me to host my show right here from Ferg's Sports Bar. Okay. Now, what I want you to do, I know I've given you plenty of time. We're only on for an hour, but I want you to go get your pens and papers because we're going to do some things today that's going to truly make a difference. And what I like to do is on weekly, just make sure that you guys are on point and doing the things that you know that you've been called to do, because it's so important for us to stay on point and to follow our dreams and to do the things that make our lives fuller, to make our lives richer and healthier. It's so important for us to do those things, because at the end of the day, it's truly up to you. At the end of the day, no one can tell you what you can do and what you can't do, because you have to make yourself happy in doing those things that you're called to do. If I were to listen to the naysayers, I would never be here. You wouldn't be watching me on Facebook. You wouldn't be listening to me on St. Pete Radio. You wouldn't be listening to me on Tampa Bay Radio, because people can be very mean and very uneasy, and you know, not so much as they're mean, they're afraid. They're not only afraid for you, but they're afraid for themselves. And a lot of people don't suggest or don't support your dreams because they're afraid of their own dreams. And they would rather you stay where you are in that comfort zone than to push you further. But I'm here to push you further. If you ever need a push, if you ever need a word of confidence, please, please chime in to my Fuller View page. There's always some great information there. And you can also follow me on Instagram. I'm Heidi B. Fuller on everything. And again, we are here to empower, inspire, and to hopefully make you laugh out loud and to do the things that you've been called to do in this lifetime. Okay? I know that's a word for someone. I know that someone that is watching out there today is really wanting to step out on faith and to do that thing that they've been called to do. And I'm here to tell you today, you can do it. You can do it. You are more than a conqueror. You are the head and not the tail, above only and never beneath. You are not lacking any good thing. If that desire has been put inside of your heart, that's something that you have been called to do. So many times we run away from our dreams and we say, oh, I can't do that. But yes, you can do that. I'm over trying to go back and forth and getting a real job, as they would say. I can't say it enough. It's great to have a job. I'm all for having a job. But I have never been a 9-to-5 kind of girl. I've always been very creative and wanting to do my own thing. So much so, too, I really thought something was wrong with me at one point because I couldn't keep a 9-to-5 kind of job because my focus or my energy just wouldn't keep me there. And I do know that it can be very disheartening. So if you're ever feeling uneasy, if you're in a place where you're like, you know, God, I know there's more to this. I know there's more to life than just a 9-to-5 or what I'm doing in my mundane life. What is your heart saying to you? What are your dreams saying? What do you think about? What do you enjoy doing most than anything? What I'm suggesting that you do, you go after that. You do that thing that you've been called to do. Yes, I'm very hot. Hey, Butch from high school. Yes, but again, excited to be here and excited to be able to share with you guys about sharing your, following your dreams and doing those things that you've been called to do, because so many times we live a life of boredom. We live a life just every day just doing the things that we have been told to do instead of the things that we've been called to do. And once you start doing what you've been called to do, your entire life will change. You will start living life to the fullest because you'll feel better about the things that you want to do. You know, we find ourselves wishing and hoping for things to get better and thinking that something's going to fall out of the sky. It just doesn't happen like that. The only time when things are going to happen is that if you put forth the effort to make them happen. It takes a risk. It takes being bold. It takes courage. And it is very frightening and it can be very scary. But you can do it. There's nothing that you can't do. And my mom and my dad and my children have told me all of my life, especially my parents, have pushed me to greatness and have told me several times that I could do whatever I put my heart to. And I will say this. At one point, my dad was a little skeptical because my dad has been or had been with the Hyatt for over 50 years. And when you run into people that are used to working a job or working at a career that they are happy with, they feel that that is the right thing to do and the only thing to do. But when you push yourself into taking it just a little step further, go to your job, do that job and do it well, but also do what your heart is calling you to do by following your dreams and doing what you know that you've been called to do. And I know it's hard to put it in any other words, but if you've been called to greatness and you've been called to do something amazing, do that amazing thing. Step out of faith. Write that book. Stop waiting. Stop waiting on permission for you to be great. Stop waiting on somebody to tell you what you can do when you know that you're capable of doing those things. Even late in the midnight hour when you're sleeping or you can't sleep and you're tossing and turning, something is telling you there's something more. There's something more. There's something greater out there for you. Don't you dare. Don't you dare sleep on your dreams. Don't you dare sleep on yourself. Get out there and get it done. I know right now this looks like what it looks like. Yes, I'm in a sports bar. Yes, I'm doing my thing. But how about I am happy? I'm happy doing me. I'm happy doing my thing. And I know that someone that is listening, life is being changed because of the information that I'm being able to share. Now, on next week, we do have a great guest. Her name is Tanya. And Tanya owns an IT company, and she does securities. She does information security as a corporation. So she'll be in next week, and we'll be talking about being an entrepreneur. We'll be talking about ownership, and we'll be talking about, again, following your dreams, because I feel like in order for you to live your best life and to live life to the fullest, you definitely have to step out on faith and to follow your dreams and to do those things that you've been called to do. Amen? Amen. Okay. Well, because this is a new opportunity and a new platform for me, typically we would go into break. I'll say stay around, stay tuned, because we'll have more coming right back. We're just going to keep this party going because I'm unable or I don't have the opportunity to cut to a break. So I hope you guys are just going to hang in here with me and do the things that I have been called here to do today. If you have any questions or comments, please don't hesitate to put them down in the little box here. I do see where people are watching. Hey, 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 Mr. Mansfield. Thank you so much for joining us here today on The Fuller View. Again, if this is your first time tuning in, The Fuller View is all about sharing time, talent, and testimonies. We share stories of success, stories that will push you to greatness and that will allow you to live your life to the fullest. And this season is all about just that. It's about living your life to the fullest and doing those things that you've been called to do. Okay? And I gave you a few things just earlier to help you to do that, to secure your goals and to do those things that you've been called to do. And I'm going to share with those things again. We do know that in making sure that you get to where you want to go from point A to point B, you do have to first start with a vision. So whatever your vision is, put that vision together, and then we're going to put a timeline together with that. Because it's one thing to say, I have this dream, I want to do this, I want to do that, I have these big goals. But unless you have a timeline, unless you say, I'm going to do this in 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, it's just another dream, and then things never get done. So in order for your dreams to truly manifest, we have to do what's necessary in order for them to come true. Amen? Yes, yes, yes. So what I want you to do again, let's write the vision. Write the vision, make it plain. I know everyone tells you that, but until you actually write it down, it's something about writing your vision down. It's something about writing it down in order for it to get from point A to point B. Pastor Anthony Smith, I know you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know about writing the vision and making it plain and knowing how important it is for you to have a vision in life in order for you to know where you're going in life. Amen? So once you've written that vision down, and it can be as crazy as you think it is. I mean, people, the unfortunate thing is that we get what we want out of life, but sometimes we aim too low. So as unrealistic as it may seem, write the vision down anyway. And believe it or not, the universe will open up and it will start to guide you in the direction that you should go that's going to help you to manifest and to make that dream come true. Amen. Amen. So again, we're going to write that vision down. And then the next thing we're going to do is we're going to put some timelines to that. We're going to say, okay, this in my vision, in my goals, in my dreams, is this going to happen within the next 30 days, the next 60 days, or the next 90 days? And that's so important because then we have a gauge now. If you know that you want to have something done by the end of April, you know that you need to be working towards that goal for the end of April. If you know that you want something done by September, which will be in the next 3 months or so, and then by the holiday season, by the first of the year, we're going into 2020, guys. 2020 is coming, ready or not. So I'd rather you be prepared for what's to come than not, so you can live the life that you would truly want to live and desire to live. But again, as I mentioned, this season is all about living life to the fullest. And in order for us to reach those goals and to do those things that we've been called to do, we have to truly get serious about writing our plan and putting a plan of action together so we can get from point A to point B. Yes, yes. I'm looking through my notes here because I know there's some things that I wanted to share with you guys. And having a vision, here we go. Having your vision where you want to go. We all want to be successful, and knowing that we have to write some things down and to get some things in order to reach those goals. And I tell you, another thing to do is to make sure that you surround yourself with people with like minds. It may not be your best friend. It may not be your sibling. It may be a total stranger. It may be somebody, if you can go in a chat group or go in a group on Facebook and you find that thing that interests you, see what other people are doing in that area so you won't make the same mistakes that they're making, or so you can be as successful in that area that you need to be as well. So we also want to talk about, how do I get there? How do I get there? Now you need a blueprint. We need a plan of action. What I love is media, and what has been able to get me where I am right now today is to make sure that I surround myself with people that were interested in my dreams and able to tell me, hey, Heidi, you can do that. Let me help you get that done. So that's what you also have to find. We talked about the goals and having purpose. Not only do you need a goal, you need to know why. Why is this goal important to you? My goal and my why are my Hunter and my Madison, my sunlight and my moonlight, my moonlight and my sunshine, my son and my daughter, they're very important to me. And at the age that I am now, I'll be 55 in September. What's important to me is to make sure that I am positioning myself to be the best mother that I can be, so I can do the things that they need in order for them not to be my age and still wanting and needing the things that they think they can't have. If this chick calls me one more time. Okay. Nevertheless, I'm excited about being here today. This is real. This is live radio. I am on Tampa Bay Podcast, and I'm very excited about that. And you can also hear the show on RadioSt.Pete.com. I come on right on after the news and the weather every Wednesday. Again, guys, if you want to reach out to me on Facebook or on Instagram, please feel free to send me a quick response or send me something letting me know that you are interested in participating in the show. Yay! My friends from the Don Cesar are tuned in, and I thank you guys for your love and support and for wanting to see me do great things and to, here we go, and to follow me into greatness. Again, let's talk about your dreams. We're going to talk about your dreams. This last 15 or so minutes of the show, I want to talk about why it's so important for you to follow your dreams and to write your dreams down and to manifest your dreams and to surround yourself with people that can push you to greatness, because people are dying every day. And I, you know, as much as I hate to say it, you know, to go on Facebook or to wake up to Facebook and to see yet again one of my classmates have died or someone's sick, or what, guys, would you pray or so we can get some things where we need to be. It's sad. It's really sad. It's sad to see people going out and not living their lives to the fullest. I can say what you can say about me at the end of the day. She did the damn. She did the thing. She did what she wanted to do. She stepped out on faith, and she is doing what God has called her to do, because that's what makes me happy. You know, you have to do what makes you happy, even if it's just a little bit, you know. But don't allow anybody to tell you that you can't do it. It's so important for you to step out on faith and do those things. And look for the finish line. Begin with the end in mind. Stephen Covey and, oh my goodness, what was that book? The Stephen Covey book, Highly Effective People. You know, the book that I'm talking about. If you are looking to reach a goal or to get from point A to point B, what is the finish line? What does the end result look like? How do you want the end of the day to look like, the end of the year? I tell you what, even a better question. The question that I have for you today, at the end of this year, the end of 2019, what would it look like if you said that you lived your life to the fullest and you did everything necessary in order for you to get those things that you wanted to get? What would that look like? What would that cause you to do? Is that opening up a new business? Is that finishing up that book? Is that taking that trip that you've been talking about taking that you haven't taken yet. It's truly about living life to the fullest, because this is the only life that you have to live. And it's important for you to keep your body and your mind and your spirit in order for you to do just that. In order for you to live life to the fullest. Thank you so much, Roosevelt Cartwright. Oh, I love you, Roosevelt. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Fuller View today. If you guys are just tuning in, you're watching The Fuller View. I am here live at Ferg's in St. Petersburg, Florida. I'll be going to the beach when I leave here. I love going to the beach. One of my dreams, which has been a long time, has to live next to the beach or near the beach. And now here I am. I'm living near the beach. I can walk to the beach every day if I choose to. But that was something that was a desire of my heart, and now I'm able to do just that. Of course, another one of my dreams was to be able to have my own radio show. Here I am, having my own radio show once again. I have been in radio and in television since 2004. Hey, Roosevelt. And since 2004, we started out in beautiful Atlanta, started out right down in a small radio station in Covington, Georgia, and that was a lot of fun. But I knew that it was something so much more, and then Larry Young gave me an opportunity, and after I left Larry Young and I reconnected on WIGO, and I had a chance to be on Stella Award-winning station WIGO, which was a lot of fun. And then, of course, did some things with We Are DeKalb TV, and now we're here. Now we're here in St. Petersburg, Florida. And I'm only expecting great things. I'm expecting more things to manifest, because I'm doing what I know that I've been called to do. I know that I enjoy inspiring people. I enjoy encouraging people to live their best lives. If you all are looking for an MC or a host, call me. Get in touch with me through my Fuller View page. You can reach me through my Instagram page. I'm Heidi B. Fuller on Instagram, and I'm also Heidi B. Fuller on Facebook and on LinkedIn, and I'll be more than happy to come and host your event to inspire and to encourage and to do those things that you guys have been called to do. Hey, Tam. Hey. Yes, yeah, I'm loving Florida. Florida has been amazing. I am still a Georgia peach, of course, but I am absolutely loving Florida. It's been very good to me, and I'm excited about being here. Hey, Cynthia White, thank you, my beautiful sister. Thank you for your support and your love. Today we're talking about living your life to the fullest and following your dreams and writing those goals down, and not just writing those goals down, but setting a timeline to those goals so we can make sure that we're reaching the finish line and that we're also keeping our end in mind, because we could dream all day. Now, I've got some other crazy, ridiculous dreams, but unless I put a timeline to those dreams or a timeline to those goals, I'll just be out here floundering around, and I'll never know when I'll reach that end. But if you put an end, not necessarily an end, at least a destination. If you say, okay, I want to be here in 3 weeks, be there in 3 weeks. If you say, I want to write my book in the next 12 weeks, get that book done. But it's better to get it done than to not. And again, if someone is discouraging you, and if someone is telling you what you can't do, that's not the person that you should have in your ear. And yes, it is important for us to take good advice and to listen to people, but it's also good advice to listen to yourself and to take heed to what is being said and taught to you so you can move in the vein that you need to move in. I'm excited. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, also, in writing those dreams down, I posed a question to you earlier to make sure that whatever it is that you want to see happen within 2019, get those things done. Let me know. Share with me some of the dreams that you have going on. Hey, Roosevelt Cartwright has a book that's coming out, and I'd love to be able to share with you more about Roosevelt Cartwright's book all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. I love Roosevelt Cartwright. A quick story about Roosevelt Cartwright. Roosevelt and I had a chance to meet when I lived in Florida when he was a makeup artist and hairstylist for Oprah Winfrey. Had no idea who he was when I first met him, but I met him through another dear friend of mine, Isidore Adams, that welcomed me into their circle of friends, and they have been very supportive, and I have loved them ever since. So, Roosevelt, here's to you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Thank you so much for being my friend and continuing to support me, and I cannot wait to be able to share your book with the world, with the masses, with our audience when it comes out. Thank you so much. Yes, yes. So many people want to write. So many people have a story to write. And it's important for us to write our stories. It's important for you to write your book. I'm also an author. I've written a book called My Mama Taught Me Better Than That. And it's a book full of phrases. It's a book that will make you laugh and inspire you. And they're just quotes that were funny to me that my mom and my grandmother shared. But the thing that I got more out of writing that book was the fact that now I have something that my children have that they can pass down to their children's children. I am a published author with my book and my VIN number and all those great things. So I'm leaving my mark. I'm leaving something more than a radio broadcast and a television show. I actually have something that they can hold on to and say, look, this is a book that my mom wrote. And I think so many of us have so many great stories to share and so many wisdoms to share and impart with people. You should write those things down and share your gift. Share your gift with the people that are around you. You have no idea how many people that are hurting that could just use a word from you that are watching right here now today. Don't be afraid to be who you are. Be your authentic self. Laugh out loud. Sing a song. You know, dance. Do those things that will make you happy. William Michael Barbie, I absolutely love you. I'm so very proud of William Michael Barbie because he does and is doing the things that we're talking about just today. He is truly living his life to the fullest. He has written a great screenplay. He has written a book. And he's doing those things that you've called him, that he's been called to do. So if you guys are not following William Michael Barbie, make sure that you do. I know that he has a film coming out at the Cannes Film Festival that I'm so excited about. Clip Wings, I believe it's called Clip Wings. They Do Fly or something to that effect. I do know that it is about mental health. And mental health is such an important and serious matter. We need to find out as much as we can about that because, you know, we're so quick to call somebody crazy and so quick to say, oh, they're just depressed. And, you know, so quick to just kind of brush people under the rug. But we need to know more about how mental health is affecting us as a community, as a society, as people that we love and that we could really support in a better way if we knew how to handle those situations better. Amen. So make sure you check out William Michael Barbie, Beyond the Silence, that's where it is, Beyond the Silence. He's doing some amazing things, and I want you guys to continue to support William Michael Barbie because he has some great information that could possibly even save your life. Amen? So again, here we are at Perks. We're at Perks on Central Avenue here in Florida. I am in St. Petersburg, enjoying every minute of it, enjoying being able to go to the beach. The beach makes me happy. As I mentioned to you earlier, do those things that make you happy. And one of the things that makes me happy is going to the beach and just seeing the sunset. If you were to take a quick look at my phone, I have a million pictures of a sunset. Sunsets are different for me every day, but to be able to see the sun going down on another beautiful day, knowing that I have achieved and accomplished my dreams is everything, everything, everything. Yes, it is. It'll help you to live longer and to feel better about your life. Okay? Okay. It's really interesting not having a guest here today because I'm just carrying this conversation, but I know that it's something that I could do because I've done it before, and it's something that I enjoy doing. Okay? Yes, yes. Let's talk about, again, your dreams and how so many times we don't pursue our dreams because people are afraid to fail, and it's okay to fail because the road to success is paved with failure. Believe me, I failed with so many different things. Get back up again. Fall 7 times, get up 8 times. And just do those things that you've been called to do because at the end of the day, it's truly about what you've been called to do and what you're able to do. And again, don't think small. As I told you before, those dreams and those goals that you're writing down, they may seem small to you or they may seem small to others, but write something big down. I mean, really push yourself to the limit and do those things that you know that you've been called to do. Stop thinking so small. I know that other people may say, girl, you can never do that. At the beginning of my career in radio, I got that a lot. What makes you think you can do that? You don't have the education to do that. You don't have the background. What I did have was the heart, and I still have the heart to do what I'm doing. I still have the motivation, and I still inspire to push people to their greatness and to do the things that they've been called to do. I don't need anybody to validate my dreams. I didn't need anybody to say, yes, you can do that, because I knew in my heart of hearts and I knew in my soul and my spirit what I had been called to do. So here I am today talking to you and hopefully encouraging you to do what you've been called to do. Dream big, dream big, dream big. I can't say that enough. Do it well and do it all out. Be your best. I've said for the longest time, I host the number one gospel talk show in the nation. I'm still hosting the number one gospel talk show in the nation because we are here to share time, talent, and testimonies, and we're here to share this platform with so many of my wonderful friends and people that I know that just need an outlet to get their word out and their message out. Be intentional. That is key. It's key to be intentional because if you're not intentional about the things that you're doing, you're just I don't have, you know, just living. You're just, you know, wasting a perfectly great day, wasting time on doing the things that we know that we can do. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. So again, guys, thank you so much for joining us here today on The Full of You. Want to tune in to RadioSavePete.com. You can also tune in to Tampa Bay Podcast to get more information about our show. Again, want to talk about never give up. Never give up. Never give up. Always have a purpose and having self-confidence. Self-confidence is also key. I remember hearing a joke or hearing, I think it was Chris Rock talking about self-esteem. And he talked about that self. That's something that you have to have within yourself. You need to have self-esteem. You need to do those things that you know that you've been called to do. One way to have self-esteem is to continue to educate yourself. What I have done this past year, I've read more books than I have read in my lifetime. But it's important for me to read and for me to continue to have some type of self-development because it'll only make me greater. I had to turn the television off and stop watching those shows that weren't pushing me to greatness or that weren't lending any good information to allow me to be my best self. So I had to turn the TV off, guys, and I had to read. I've read some amazing books. I read some great books that I'll share with you guys on next week. I'll bring some of those books so you guys can do those things that are necessary to be successful in life. Be the expert. Be the expert in the field that you want to be in. I'm looking at her name, Miss Tara. Miss Tara is doing some great things. She's a wealth builder. She talks about insurance. She tells you about how you can get your wealth in order, as well as Sonia Booker. Sonia Booker is another great example of following her dream. She's doing really well in real estate. And not only in real estate, she's really good with a sisterhood, and she's doing some things with building her wealth through real estate and writing books and speaking to people and just putting her best self out there. When I talk about being the expert or the expert in the field that you want to be in, read on that. Do your research. Do whatever's necessary in order for you to be able to give all that you can give. And then you want to be able to, of course, give an outstanding performance, darling. You have to be able to perform very well and be able to perform on the fly. Be prepared. Being prepared meaning to study. You want to study. You want to train. You want to stop wasting so much time. We just talked about wasting time. So many times people say what they want to do and they say, well, I don't have the time to do that. Believe me, if you have an hour to sit down and watch a television broadcast, you have an hour to work on your dream. You have an hour to put some things in place that's going to take you further, to make you stronger, to make you better. You can be the expert. You also have to have self-resilience and self-reliance. You have to be responsible. It's so difficult sometimes because we get so sidetracked on nonsense and things that don't lend to our best selves, but we have to be able to do those things to be responsible and be reliant. Imagine yourself doing those things. Once you start imagining yourself and really dreaming about, hey, what would that look like or what would that feel like if I really put myself in a position to do what I've been called to do, you would be amazed at the outcome. Because once you start moving in that direction, the universe will line up and doors will open up and you'll start moving in the vein that you need to move in when you imagine yourself doing those things. And just putting principles in place, seed time and harvest time. You can't get out what you don't put in. When we talk about seed time, we're talking about that's the time when you start studying. That's the time when you start praying and you start following those people that are doing the things that you want to do. That's the seed time. That's the time when you start networking and positioning yourself so you can get to the higher level and to do those things. So then you can reap a harvest. Because if you're not putting in the time that you need to put in order to get out what you want, you're kind of cutting you're doing a disservice to yourself. You're not giving it your all. If you really want something in life, you really need to do those things necessary to get what you want. You need to do the research. You do need to go to the class. Go to the conference. Read the book. Watch the programs that are going to lend to you to your best life and not just be another program that you've wasted another hour or 30 minutes on that you could be working on towards your dreams. Get you a book. Get you a little notebook. write down some things that you want to write down, sling clean the paper and say, okay, today, this is what I'm going to do. This week, this is what I'm going to do. This month, this is what I'm going to do. It may sound simple, but in order for you to reach those goals, in order for you to get from point A to point B, in order for you to get where you really want to be, you do really have to write down a plan of action. A lot of people say, I don't need that. Yeah, you do. You need a plan of action so you'll know where you're going. You need to know where you're going, and then once you know where you're going, what is it going to take for you to get there? You know? So those things are all important for us to do. Self-discipline. Self-discipline is key. It's very easy to get sidetracked. It's easy to say, okay, today I'm going to work on my dream. Today I'm going to write down the 10 things that are most important for me to get done before the month is out. And then you get that phone call. Girl, come on, let's go to the movies. Or come on, let's go shopping. Or are you watching the latest show on television? You can't do that. Don't do that to yourself and don't do that to your dreams. If it's something that you really, really want, go after that thing. Don't get sidetracked. Don't get caught up in nonsense. As my daddy would say, don't let the losers keep you from winning. Okay? Do those things that are necessary in order for you to get where you really want to be. And you do have to have self-discipline in order to do just that. You know I'm sharing a lot with you today, but what I would love for you also to do is to make sure that you reach out to me on Facebook and on Instagram so I can share those things that you all would like to discuss. As I mentioned, next week we'll be talking about entrepreneurship. We'll be talking again about believing yourself, because I think the most important for us right now in our lifetime is to have somebody to continue to push us to greatness, continue to tell you, yes, you can do it. Yes, it is possible. I listen to a lot of Les Brown. He talks about it all the time. It's possible. It's possible. It is possible if you believe. It is possible if you put forth some type of effort. You can do those things. You are the head and not the tail. And don't you take anything any differently. And don't believe in anything any differently, because no one can believe in your dreams. No one can go out and get those things done like you can. So if there's something in your heart that you want to get done, make sure you do just that. Go after those things and get it done. Be happy, be excited, and be willing to do those things. One other good thing that I want to share with you guys, and how important it is, keep your body right. Keep your mind clear. Exercise, exercise, exercise. Do some form of exercise every day. If it's 100 jumping jacks, if it's 100 sit-ups, or if it's 10 sit-ups, if it's 2 jumping jacks. But you do need to make sure that your body is physically in order for you to get out and do those things that you want to do. Because in order for you to be healthy and strong, you have to take care of your body. Take care of what you're putting inside of your body. Drink plenty of water. Drink plenty of water. Drink plenty of water. I was with a company, or I'm still with a company called TLC. TLC is a company, Total Life Changes, that provides you with some dietary supplements that will help you lose weight, that will help you stay focused and do the things that will allow your body to function properly. I take a multivitamin that keeps my body in order, that keeps my mind clear. Well, I think it keeps my mind clear and it keeps me focused. But I enjoy taking that multivitamin because I know that I don't always eat properly. And the vitamin that I've been taking is called NutriBurst, and I do get it through TLC, and it has all the amino acids and vitamins that I need in order for me to get the nutrients that I need in order for me to live a happy and secure life. Again, yes, I am here in Florida. I'm in St. Petersburg, Florida, going to the beach almost daily, watching some beautiful sunsets, living my best life. And again, I'm here to share with you to live your best life, to live life to the fullest, to do what you've been called to do. Normally, I would have a guest next week. We will have a guest. But what I would like for you guys to do in the meantime is to please make sure that you leave your comments and your questions in my box, or please follow me on Instagram. Again, you can tune in to RadioSt.Pete.com to listen to the show, or you can also check us out at TampaBayPodcast.com. I want to give a shout out to Mr. Joe Bardot for always being so supportive. Thank you so much for believing in me and believing in my dreams. I want to thank all the beautiful ladies over at the Don Cesar, darling, the Don Cesar, the Pink Palace. And if you guys don't have an Easter plan, and if you're in the St. Petersburg area, make sure you stop by the Don Cesar for the Easter weekend, because there's some great things going on over there. I want to thank Miss Lena over at the Don Cesar. Lena, thank you. Thank you for opening your arms to me when you first met me, and for being such a beautiful person. I do love you so much. And for Julia, and for Georgia Ann, and for Joyce, and all of my beautiful ladies at the Don Cesar, thank you for allowing me to be a part of the team. and welcoming me as you have. Now, guys, I know that I've had an opportunity to live all over the world, and it has been one amazing adventure after another. If you are still living where you live and you feel like you're too old to make a move because now time has gone by and you're just afraid, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. You can still live your best life. You can still live your dreams. Atlanta is beautiful. I absolutely love Atlanta, traffic and all. But it was something, it was time for a change. It was time for me to do something different. It was time for me to grow. So I had to put on my big girl pants and do those things that I've been called to do in order for me to continue to live a full and happy life and to live life to the fullest. Amen. And it's so important for us to live life to the fullest because so many times we don't take advantage of what's out here for us and we don't do the things that we know that we've been called to do just simply out of fear and out of just not knowing. But take the first step. I'm here to tell you to take the first step. Take the blinders off. Make the call. Write the book. Read the book. Get in touch with those people that will push you to greatness. And believe me, you will be amazed at even yourself at what you're able to accomplish. I'm always excited about how my days end because I do go after what I want. Sometimes I don't always go about it the right way. I made plenty of mistakes. I've stood on a few stages and I've done a horrible job, but I continue to do it and I can continue to be invited to come and speak and do some great things. And the only thing it does is it makes you better. But if you never try it, if you never step out in faith, if you never write the book, if you never make the phone call, if you never do it, how about you'll never have it? It won't happen. So in order for you to get those things out of life that you really want, you truly, truly have to go after it. You truly have to go for it. And you can't rely on anyone else's faith to believe in what you need to believe in. You can do it. And I'm telling you, you can do it. If there's a dream, if there's a goal, if there's a wish that you really want to manifest or to come through, if there's something that you want to have done during 2019 or there's something that you want to know that you definitely want to go into 2020, share that with me. I'd love to be able to help you. I'd love to support you. If you are an author, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, please don't hesitate to give me a call. Make sure, again, you contact me. You reach me through my Fuller View page or through my Heidi B. Fuller page. I want to thank my classmates. Hey, Tanya Austin, thank my classmates from Benjamin E. Mays High School class of 1982. I love all of you guys. Thank you again for continuing to support me. I pray for us daily. I just hope, and I don't want to hear another let's pray for, or it's time for another home going. It's just so sad to me when that's where we are in life, but we could be living such a life of fullness instead. So go out there and get your exercise in. Read those books that you need to read. Manifest those dreams that you want to manifest. And let's get this thing done this year during this season. I want you to be happy, be smart, be brave, be brave, be brave. Because it can happen. Corey Banks. My beautiful friend Corey Banks is doing some amazing things. She's with the John Maxwell series. And she has Core Wellness for You. She has some great opportunities going on throughout the season that I think you guys should check out. It's all about your core. It's all about getting back to that core of who you are and what it is that you want. She talks about being brave and being courageous because we do know that those are the things that we need in order for us to have our dreams to truly manifest, okay? So if you are looking to manifest anything this year, if there's anything at all that you want to do in life or have in life in this season, go for it. I'm your voice to tell you to go for it. If no one else is telling you you can do it, I'm telling you that you can do it. Don't listen to those naysayers. Take what you need to take in. Don't take in what you don't need to take in. You know what I'm saying? And it gets really easy because we want to be validated by those people that are around us. We want our parents to validate us. We want our friends to validate us. But sometimes it's very difficult for those people that are closest to us to validate us because it's not their dream. It's your dream. And it's important for you to live out your dream and for you to walk out the things that you've been called to do, not necessarily what someone else has been called to do, especially if they're not doing anything. Okay, if you are continuing to listen to people that aren't doing anything more than what they're doing, you may want to start listening to someone else, or you may want to follow someone else. Get you a mentor. My beautiful sister, my beautiful cousin is watching today. Hey, Christy Odom Crawford, thank you so much for your love and support. I pray that the entire family is doing well. Benjamin and Nadia, believe me, I love them so much, and I hope to get a chance to see them really soon. Please know that Hunter and Madison are doing well. I am now living here in beautiful St. Petersburg, Florida, going to the beach as much as possible, but truly living my life to the fullest and doing what I know that God has called me to do, which is to be able to have a successful radio show, sharing time, talent, and testimonies. And for those of you that are not familiar with the Full of You, that's just what we do. We share time with amazing, beautiful people. We share their talents, and we share testimonies on how our lives are being used as a ministry. It's so important for you to use your life as a ministry, because you may be the only something good that someone hears or sees during that day. So make it a point to smile at someone, to hug someone, to tell them how amazing they are, to give them a pat on the back, because people are waiting on that. People are waiting to be empowered and encouraged and inspired and to get a pat on the back. And sometimes that'll never come. But if you're watching me today and you know that there's someone out there that needs a little bit of encouragement, that needs to be pushed to greatness, let that be your assignment today. Let it be up to you to say, you know what, I saw my girlfriend the other day and she just wasn't sounding well or wasn't feeling well. Let me make sure that she is on her A game and doing what she needs to do. Even if you're not on your A game, even if you're not doing the best that you can do, maybe your words of encouragement can help someone else. Amen. So be that person. Be that person that always brings the light, or that tries to bring the light. We are the light of the world, the salt of the earth, and all those other great things. And you are who you are because of the things that you place inside of yourself. So just continue to live life to the fullest and to do what you've been called to do. Again, make sure that you tune in every Wednesday. We'll be here every Wednesday from 12:17 or so to 1:15, right after the news and weather, right on Radio St. Pete. And I'm excited again to be here. Again, thank you, Joe Bardot, for being amazing and being able to support me in all of my endeavors. And I want to thank my Facebook family for continuing to support me. Thank you so much, Miss Janice Roselle. I love you so much. You know, when I first moved to Georgia with my son, or moved back to Georgia with my son, I had a chance to meet the Roussel family, and they were amazing to me. And they took me and Hunter in like they knew us for his family, for as family does, and just really loved us. And I just thank them for continuing to support us. How here we are 22 years later, still loving them and still being able to support the things that they're doing in their family, and they're still continuing to support me in my endeavors. But again, follow your dreams, pray, seek the Lord daily, and ask the Lord what it is that he would have you to do. If you do have big dreams, if there is something that you know that you've been called to do, make sure that you pray about it. Then write that vision down. After you write that vision down, make sure that you put a timeline to that vision. Once you put that timeline down, get you someone that will hold you accountable to those dreams, because it's really easy for us to get distracted and off guard and doing those things that we know that we really shouldn't be doing, like watching a lot of TV that's not really feeding our spirits. But we need to read more, and again, to surround ourselves with those people that will push us to greatness and to make sure that we are reaching our goals. Amen. I hope you guys agree with me. Give me some thumbs up and some hugs. Again, thank you guys for tuning in to The Full of You right here on Facebook Live, and for tuning in on RadioSt.Pete.com, and also on Tampa Bay Podcast. Yes, I am in the beautiful city of St. Petersburg, Florida, and we're here at Ferg Sports Bar on Central Avenue. If you guys are interested in participating, again, you can reach out to me on Facebook with your questions or comments. Again, I'm excited about being able to continue to inspire and empower. And if you don't hear it enough, I am here to tell you, you can do it. You are an overcomer. You do have what you need in order for you to succeed. No matter how many times you have failed, or no matter how many times things haven't worked out, you keep moving forward. On most of my posts, if not all of my posts, I always encourage my viewers and my listeners to keep moving forward. It can be very easy. It's very easy to get off track. It's very easy to get sidelined in doing those things that you know that you shouldn't be doing. But stay focused. Stay focused. Know this, that a bigger picture is at the end of that road, that you can make it. That failure is just a part of the process. And don't get discouraged when you fall down. Don't get discouraged when you fail. You will fall. You will fail, but get back up again and keep going, keep moving forward. The movie, the troll movie. Oh, I love that movie. Get back up again. When she talks about trying to get to a certain place and she keeps falling, but she kept getting back up. And it's important. It's important to keep getting up, keep getting up, keep moving forward. And as simple as it may sound and may seem, it's important for us to do that. Don't get stuck. The only time when we get stuck in a rut, is when we don't feel like we can move forward. And in order for us to do that, we have to keep our dreams in front of us. I have two vision boards at home. Not one, but two vision boards, because I know how important it is for us to keep our visions in front of us. So when we get off the mic, or when you get off the television today, or from YouTube or whatever, go look through a few magazines. Look at some pictures that you inspire or some things that you really want. Put your vision board together. Put it in front of yourself and go after those things that you really want. I know that you'll be surprised, shocked, and amazed at how the year will end if you really, really go after those things that you want. Daryl Bowie. Hello, Mr. Bowie. Thank you so much for joining us here today on The Fuller View, sharing time, talent, and testimonies. I am currently living here in St. Petersburg, Florida, doing what I absolutely love to do, going to the beach and following my dreams. And we've been sharing today about living life to the fullest. I can't tell you enough how important it is for you to write your vision down. Write your vision down. It's writing those goals down and writing that timeline down in order for you to reach those goals, so you'll know when you've actually did those things that you know that you've been called to do. I'm excited again about being here today. Thank you guys for joining me here today on The Full of You. I'm going to wrap it up by saying you are more than a conqueror. You are the head and not the tail, above and never beneath. There's nothing that you can't have. Yes, the road to success is filled with failure, but it's also filled with joy. It's filled with laughter. It's filled with accomplishments. And you'll never be able to get to the end of the road, or you'll never be able to get to where you're going if you don't start. And you have to get started somewhere. But guys, thank you. Thank you for joining me here today on The Full of You. Thank you for your encouraging words. Thank you for always supporting me. And believe in yourself. Believe in your dreams. You can have those things that you have in your heart and your mind and your soul that you desire to have, because I'm a living example of that. Okay? So tune in next week right here on The Full of You, sharing time, talent, and testimonies. We may be here at first. We may be at a different location, but we will be here. Thank you for joining us here today on The Full of You. The picture's bigger than you or me. It's panoramic for the world to see. It's for you, you, right you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So look up and let your vision be clear. Then reach out to the world and share.